reaction to the Snapchat?
I was just showing my progress. That had nothing to do with Pax or anybody on the film. That's just me showing my progress and showing how hard we worked, back there when we had practice and stuff like that. So it was a mistake, but at the same time, it wasn't no intention towards anybody. At the end of the day, I just want to show how hard my teammates and I are working.
Did you go to Paxton afterward and have any kind of conversation with him, apology, like that?
Man, me and Paxton, we came in together. We didn't even look at it anyway, however everybody else looked at it. You know, we looked at it as, hey, man, it's another day on Snapchat. So it wasn't nothing like that.
What did you learn from it after Coach's message?
Don't do it. I mean, keep it in between yourself. If you want to study your film, just do it yourself. Don't kind of put certain things out there because, obviously it could turn into bigger than what it was. So, just kind of stay intact, stay in place, and to continue to remain focused.
Were you surprised at the reaction?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's social media, so some things can turn into other things and, vice versa. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a lesson learned for me. Just don't do it.
Do you feel lucky to still be on the team?
As far as, playing? Mm-hmm. Man, all the legal process was up to, the Broncos and, how they felt. But, like I said, it was a mistake by me, not a mistake by them. Obviously, if it turned into something bigger than what it was, and if they felt as though, then I would have definitely been disciplined.
What can you say about the other issue that's in the hands of the league now?
Is there anything
you can say or add to that?
That's up to the league. The facts will come out, when I deal with the legal process, but that's with the legal process. How many other court dates I got to do, I'm going to do it. But that's up to the police out here in Adams County to figure out what's going on.
Are you worried about suspension or what does that say?
I'm focused right now. I'm not worried about anything going on. If you're a cop, they handle that. I'm a football player. I play for the Broncos. I got to worry about my team and what's going on with myself. So as long as I do that, everything should be fine.
Will, it seems like in regards to the Snapchat incident, your teammates had your back and this is really nothing. How good does that feel?
I mean, like I said, they knew the intentions of it. I mean, it wasn't no intentions, to be honest, but they knew what it was. We were laughing about it, it created a little bit of turmoil, but we just laughed about it. It wasn't anything like that.
Coaches tend to make a big deal about no negative headlines. You had a bunch last week. How do you make up for that? Or are you worried about what people think of you?
No, I'm not worried about what people think of me, but I can tell you one thing. Everything that's going on right now is, I'm not glad that it's happening, but I'm kind of leaning towards that it happened at this time, not during the season, not during where, it's bigger than what it is now. It's in the off season. It's able to get handled easier. But at the end of the day, I learned from my mistakes, learned from, how I can handle things, how I do things, how I, talk to certain people, do certain things. So Snapchat, of course, that's just all the lesson learned for me.
Okay. Thank you, Will. Appreciate it.